thank the Lord for the opportunity. I appreciate the Lord giving me any opportunity to preach the Word of God. And I started preaching when I was 20 years old. And I was a young man then. And that's been 32 years ago almost. And God has been gracious to us and good to us. And we praise the Lord for that. And the Lord's allowed us to travel over the years and meet some precious people. And I sure thank the Lord for that. And I'm not much of a social butterfly. I don't even talk to Brother Harvey much. I ain't got nothing against him. He's been good to me. But the Lord's certainly been good to me to let me meet people across the country. And me and my family have been traveling ever since me and my wife got married. And that's been over 21 years. And I was traveling long before that. The reason that is, amen, when you preach like I do, you got to stay moving. Amen. And but the Lord is certainly gracious to us. I want to say I love the Lord Jesus. I love Him, amen. Because He first loved me, amen. And thank God. I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. If you know it, help me. I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Take your Bibles and turn to Titus, the book of Titus, chapter number 2. And I thought about this as we received our camp shirts, that this passage of scripture is right on the camp shirt there, and certainly has some wonderful instruction for us today that would help us. The morning sessions sometimes are a little slower, sometimes, and then sometimes it just cuts loose and we just, you know, preach the devil out of everybody. But I appreciate what the Word of God, how it'll help us. The Bible says it is beneficial to us. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so I appreciate what the Word of God, how it helps us, amen, and how it benefits us today. Appreciate everyone being out. And it's been a blessing this week. Thank God for that. Let me clarify something, amen, before I start preaching with the Lord's help. I was preaching last night and trying to make an analogy of how that hog slop, amen, don't smell anything like my wife's perfume. My wife is a gracious woman. A wonderful woman, amen. And she was aggravating this morning. She said, my perfume doesn't smell anything like hog slop, amen. And so she started spraying me down with her body spray. Now, if you smell anything that smells floral or womanly, amen, don't get any ideas. I tell you what, she'd have to be a good woman to stick with me all these years, amen. The Lord has been gracious to us, and I thank the Lord for it. Titus chapter 2, if you're physically able, let's stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Titus chapter number 2. And verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I guess some people are waiting on the other world. But he said in this present world, we ought to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Well, Brother Rose, you understand that God looks on the heart, and God understands it doesn't matter how I dress, the kind of music I listen to, where I go, God looks on the heart. He knows my heart. God's looking everywhere. And this Bible has specifically delineated, amen, how we're to live, how we're to dress, how we're to conduct ourselves, how we're to speak. God has dealt with all that, amen. And I can't make you do that, but certainly as a preacher of the Word of God, if I'm going to be faithful to my calling, then I am to instruct you, and I know you from the Altman Baptist Church, you certainly stand without excuse. Because this pastor and his wife have faithfully labored trying to preach, teach, instruct, and live a life in front of you that you could live godly in this present world.
Amen.
We don't have any excuse. There are places, amen, they may have an excuse, if you understand what I'm saying. They don't have examples. They don't hear preaching maybe like you would hear this week from Brother Tim and from I and Pastor Harvey or others, Brother Asquith, Brother William. They don't have that privilege. But you have been able to sit at the feet of men and women. Sister Carol comes to mind. I've stayed in her home for years, even before I was married, and stayed in her home with her brother Andy, amen, and preached meetings here and have saw the example. You girls can look to these ladies and see an example of a lady, a woman of God that's been a keeper at home. And by the way, that's still God's will for you. God didn't hook you up to have a career, ladies. I'm not interested in producing that in my daughters. If there's anything lacking in the day and hour in which we live, it's women and young women that love their own husbands. You get down at the plant, it's interesting how the correlation is. You end up sometimes, not everybody, but a lot of them love somebody else's husband. My, your hair looks good today. Oh my, I've never smelled perfume like that before. And listen, some heathen come by and lure that woman away.
That's right.
Y'all to compliment your wife.
Amen.
I don't want some jerk taking my woman. Amen. 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 With words, flowery speeches, amen. God has a place for everyone. You can be seated now. We'll give an introduction. That's what this is called. God has a place for every one of you young ladies, and that is in the home. God may not bless you with children. There are some people, I understand, that are not able physically to have children. But I'm going to tell you what, I've got a problem with a woman that don't want children. I've got a problem with that. God's purpose in marriage One of them is primarily, listen, to come together in the bounds of holy matrimony and, listen, friend, have children so that we can raise a family for the glory of God. And one of the only ways before Jesus comes back that we're going to be able to salvage this is to have families that love Jesus more than the world. Amen. And in Titus, I've preached on this a series, I mean, whatever that is, but verse by verse on God's place in the home. And it's right in Titus.
Amen.
But the problem is we don't have many older ladies that are able to teach the younger ladies. I tell you what they're teaching now, and I'm not making fun. Listen, if you see fit because the gray hairs are just blowing out everywhere, amen, and you see, listen, help yourself, amen. But God ain't called you to be a giraffe. I've never seen all the bizarre colors in all my life, amen. Listen, who would ever thought in 2022, amen, that we would see people that turned into Dr. Seuss people? I've never seen something in all my life. I used to look at those creatures and I said, listen, it's prophetic. We've got them now. God help us, amen. God has called you, amen, to be sober, righteously, and godly in this present world. And I'll tell you where we've lost it, Brother John. We've lost it in the home. We've lost it right in the home, amen. We're not satisfied of, listen, staying in the place that God's called us to any longer. Listen, men are not willing to go out and work a job because I can't have a four-wheeler and a bass boat and a camper and a place on the lake. So listen, get your little woman out there and listen, she's got her money, you've got your money, amen, and we'll put it all together sometimes and then we'll have our play toys. And it's not made you happy. Things don't make you happy. If you're saved, Jesus is what makes you happy because he gives joy. Soberly. Where's the people that are sober-minded toward the things of this world? Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You say, I'm messed up, preacher, amen. My life's a mess. And a lot of people that we're preaching to today, I'm not throwing off, and this statement is not used to throw off on you. It's not what we would call the model home. But I'm trying to instruct some young people that has had some examples, amen. God's place for you is not to get wired up, amen, and get a career. God's place for you, amen, is to be a mommy and a wife.
Amen, brother.
That's God's will. You don't even have to pray about that. That's God's will for you.
Glory to God.
And so, with the Lord's help and God being our helper, we've decided just to keep our daughters until God gives them a husband. And you say you have to be a hard taskmaster, amen. I would think you'd say if you could honestly get an answer out of my older daughters, and one of them's 20 years old, back there sitting by Sister Dawn, they love their daddy. They don't understand their daddy, just like many of you don't. But they love their daddy. And until God brings a man along in our life, they're just going to sit tight and wait on the Lord. And that don't mean they're being idle. You know what they're learning? Well, I tell you what, it's like Brother Tim, amen. Sometimes it just branches out. You know what they're learning at home? Mommy's teaching them how to cook.
Woo! Glory!
They can cook.
Hallelujah. I like it.
Any of my daughters, if my wife is sick, which God's given her good health thus far, amen, and she takes care of primarily that, but sometimes During the week, my daughters take care of the meals, amen. They can cook. And one day, I can't remember, I think you had to take Rebecca to the doctor about something or something like that. And we don't, and I'm not throwing off, but we don't go to the doctor too often because everybody keeps going to the doctor and ends up dying. And I can't even afford it with no insurance, amen. So it'll keep you home with home remedies. But I think she had to take Rebecca to the doctor or something like that. And I told the girls, you know, I want some biscuits and gravy. Everybody loves biscuits and gravy. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. When are we having that again? That's right. Don't forget that. Amen. Mark that down in the memo. Amen. And I said, I'd like some biscuits and gravy. I said, how do you make it? I think there's some grease involved and some milk involved and some flour. Buddy, it had been a mess. Either Grace or Bethany stepped up. Dad, here's how to. And buddy, I mean, we fixed some good gravy and fixed up some homemade biscuits. Amen. We call them down south cathead biscuits. Amen. I'm talking about one that, listen, Brother Jason, eat your heart out. Amen. That you put on your head. Fill it with butter and honey, amen, and your tongue would beat your brains out trying to get to it. And have biscuits and gravy. We just kept on trucking, baby. Kept on trucking. Because mommy has been in her place, amen. Mommy's been in her place teaching and training them, and not only cooking, but cleaning. I'm not trying to be hard on you young ladies, but I tell you, some of you are slobs. Painted faces, rouged up cheeks, painted lips, amen, and your bedroom looks like an atom bomb went off in it. Amen. We need to be teaching them some things. Pick up.
Yes, sir.
Clean up. One day, amen, one day you're going to marry Harold. Hate to be hard on Harold. You're going to marry Harold, amen, and he's going to throw his underclothes in the corner.
Wow. Good.
And he's going to pick his nose just like, listen, Lacey did. He's still going to pick his nose, amen, and then come to the breakfast table without washing. And you're going to, you've done, listen. I'm just talking about reality, friend.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And you're going to be married to Harold, amen. And he's going to look like me when he gets up in his 50s, amen. Hair grows where it shouldn't. Out the ears, out the nose, amen. Manicure that stuff, buddy. Amen. I think $9.99 would take care of some of that. Electric too. Don't have to use scissors. Ever heard a message like this? And you're going to be married to Harold, amen. And listen, friend, it ain't going to be like the romance books that you're reading now.
That's right.
You need to learn to clean.
Yep, amen. Take that point down.
It wouldn't hurt some of you men, amen, not to be such a pig.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Take your own laundry and put it in the laundry basket.
That's right. That's right.
Quit harping on your wife about all the dirty stuff and stuff like that. Pitch in every now and then.
Amen. Amen. Good point.
You know, you're going to have to get along with one another. Mommy and daddy's going to have to get along one day. Because Brother Daniel, one day, listen, all these kids will be shipped out somewhere, amen. Somebody will marry you, Bethany, amen. And you'll be shipped out somewhere. And I'm going to look around, and Sarah's going to be there. And I'm going to go, ah, who's that? You got to love one another.
That's right.
Amen.
We're going to be alone, amen. And it shouldn't be horrifying, amen. It ought to be licking your lips saying, amen, pucker up, baby.
Amen.
Amen. Me and my wife did no practicing before we got married. To God be the glory.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
And I ain't talking about indecent stuff. I'm talking about kissing and stuff like that. Amen. I think, I'll cut it down. I think her lips were chapped for two, and I'm not saying I've been kissing on, practicing on her, but I think her lips were chapped for 2 months at least.
Amen.
What's wrong with that? People used to say, amen. Brother Rose, oh, I hope we had three daughters at first. I said, oh, I hope he has a boy, so he'll stop. I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. We just thought we ought to get married, amen, have kids. So we just start stacking them on top of each other, amen, like pancakes, amen.
That's right.
I didn't know any better whether I did right or not. Amen. I probably killed my wife. I mean, it's just wonderful. Listen, God can give you everything that you ever dreamed of, that you never read in Janet Oak and all these books, amen. If you'll get right with God and choose to yield yourself unto the scriptures, amen, and live godly in this present world. Young people, if you're truly saved, you ought to make up your mind this week. I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm not going to go with the crowd. I'm not going to go with the world. By the grace of God, listen, take the world, but give me Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord,
in this present world. Are you interested in what's going right in biblical? Now, I know they say, Brother Rose, we live in a different age. Here's what they say, Brother Asquith. We live in a different age. This Bible was wrote thousands of years ago. I know the God of all the universe that's all-knowing, all-powerful, amen, he didn't know what was going to go on in 2022. He didn't make it pop. He didn't make it the status quo. No, God meant us to abide by this book. Even in this day, in this look what the mindset in the worldly mindset, look what a condition it's got us in now.
Yeah.
Men are wearing skirts, putting on makeup.
Amen.
You say that is perverted. Yes, it is. It's just as perverted when you leave this camp and put on pants. That's an abomination, and so is the other. Amen. Amen. God expects us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But the home's all out of whack. We need revival in the home. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands. Kind of hard to do that when you're down there under the boss.
That's right.
Right, amen.
Brother Rose, you stupid twit, amen. I'm a bank manager. I'm down there at the bank and I handle your money, amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. When God the Holy Ghost rings your bell about your place, that you're to be submitted to your own husband, you're never going to be right with God if you get in your place. That's made fun of today.
Sure is.
I know people that in off-handed ways, Brother Tim, have threw off on my wife. What do you do all day?
Right.
What do you do all day? She ain't popping bonbons. No, she ain't doing that, amen. Trim, healthy mama took care of that, amen. I've told her before, and Listen, I come across like I'm a mean person, amen, but I said, I want a regular meal, amen. I want to be fat. People have said over years, amen, that me and Brother Harvey are alike, amen. I'm trying to catch up, Brother Harvey, amen. I'm about bald-headed, amen, and everything. Listen, No, she ain't sitting around popping bonbons, watching soap operas. We still don't have nothing to watch a soap opera on. After all these years. God wants you to live godly in this present world. Maybe something should be said right there. We're watching so much of the world's filth, it's no wonder we couldn't ever live godly. What you ingest in your mind and in your heart, that's what you become. That's why you follow these worldly trends, worldly hairstyles, worldly dress. That's why you follow. You're trying to pattern. Brother Tim preached a great message on pattering. You're patterning your life after what you're watching, and you've got so much Hollywood in your life, you don't realize you're so much like Hollywood, it makes God sick.
That's right.
We ought to disconnect ourselves, amen, from a lot of this stuff. TV. You'd be a lot less depressed if you didn't watch Fox News. No, maybe you're watching all the skirts, amen.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because you ain't making me believe, amen, that those people are so intellectual, amen. Every woman they got on there, amen, has got a skirt hiked up to here, and she knows how to cross her legs. See, I've wondered how, and I'm not throwing off, I've wondered how many, I've always taught a man cross his legs like this. Amen. I'm not going into it, amen. But listen, they cross their legs, you know, sensually, amen, so you can look up to their thighs.
That's right.
Maybe that's what you're like, what you like.
That's right. What most men like.
Amen.
That's right.
Fox News, that's what I watch is Fox News. It's pretty sensual from the little bit I've seen of it.
Right.
News, it's liberal. It's all liberal. You think they're for what we're doing here? You think they're for the home of that blonde-headed tramp one time was instructing everybody that they had on at work? She was instructing everybody about their family. I'd like to say, how many legitimate children do you have?
That's right.
Man.
Amen.
Legitimate children. The world wants to throw it in my face, and I know, again, people's lives are messed up, but they want to throw it in my face. And so, listen, in a way, I throw it back in their face. I said, I have one wife and seven legitimate children.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
They always want to throw it in my face. Just splat the world all over me, amen.
Sure.
And I'm about sick of it.
Right.
Man, I'm about ready to whip somebody.
Good. Amen.
Amen. We're to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Yeah.
Home's blown to pieces. And maybe, sir, the reason your wife or your little woman can't submit to you, you ain't worth submitting to.
Uh-oh.
You're so weak-kneed, panty waist.
God forbid.
They know you don't have a prayer life. They know you're not in tune with God. Your kids have never interrupted you in the secret place. And they know you're a stinking low-down fraud.
Right.
Uh-oh.
I'll help you people from New York. Fraud. I pronounce, they's making fun of how I talk, amen, this morning, I think. I'm not mad, that's how I'm preaching like this, amen. But I don't pronunciate a lot of words right, amen. But they know you're a fraud.
Oh, brother.
Me and we're going to have to man up. Quit yourselves like men.
Amen.
Have some respect. Quit being lazy. Quit letting the grass, amen, grow up to it's higher than your rear end and get out there and cut it.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, Brother Brogan, I know men that's got all kinds of good intentions and accomplished none of them. Pick a point on your to-do list. Do one of them.
Uh-oh.
If it takes you a year, do it.
Right. That's right.
I want to say you low-down bum, but I didn't. Well, I did.
Hey.
All right. May God help us. Have you ever heard preaching like this on the home?
Yes.
Pretty regular in that church.
Yes.
Sad, friend.
Sure it is.
If you want to have your dog in your home, and I pick up beds all the time, enough, amen, listen, to make it, you, all the hair in that in the dog. Buy a $7,000 bed and have to see in the bed. And then you're working with somebody, man. I want to get in, be nice. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. This is how it works. Here's how the remote works. You work a TV remote. Can't you work this bed remote, amen? And let's get out of here and go to the next one, amen. I do have a life after this is over, amen. I want to go home to my sweetie. And listen, friend, but you got these fellas you're working with, amen. They got like one lick every dog they come in contact with because they got a Dachshund at home, and I'm not throwing off. I don't care about your dog. I stepped on a Maine Coon cat the other day, amen, as I was backing out with the bed, and I said, My, that's a lynx, amen. It was a big cat. I've never seen a Maine Coon, amen. But listen, now pick up those beds with dog hair all over it, amen. Clean up some of that mess. It don't have to look like a dog pound.
Right.
Man. Who can have respect for somebody? Now, everybody's idea of cleanliness is different. I understand that.
That's right.
I'm not being hardcore, amen. But listen, friend, every one of us could do well to pick up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Who can have respect for that stuff? Come home, amen. Dishes unwashed. Hair still in curlers, amen. Bad breath. And then you want to say, pucker up, buddy.
That's right.
Help us, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what? The best time for you kids to learn character is now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Character.
Amen.
Amen. Boys, keep your nails clipped.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about pet peeves. That's a pet peeve of mine. If you can't find a good pair of nail clippers, until your teeth start getting brittle like mine are, and I'm breaking them all the time, amen. Having to get them repaired all the time, amen. Listen, didn't get you a big frog sticker.
Amen. That's good right there. I like it.
Amen. Trim your nails. You ought not look like, amen, you're Liberace.
Liberace.
Paint your nails with flowers all over,
yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Be a man.
That's right.
If you choose to grow a beard, I was out here late in Adam, amen. Thank God we didn't have a moon this week, he shaved, amen. Hallelujah. If you want to grow that on your face, do it. I was taught, you know, you can say what you want to. I was taught you shouldn't do it, and it stuck with me, amen. And so I shaved my face. If that spoils your beans, amen, so be it. But I'm going to tell you what, whatever you do, look trim and look sharp.
That's right.
Don't look like you're on a 3-day drunk.
Amen. Come.
That's right.
You know, people want to look, well, they want to look like, hey man, they listen like these ball players and stuff like that. I'm not interested in looking like that, right?
That's right.
That's right, Richard.
I've been upset today when you said, well, the Lord Jesus had a beard, and I can't deny that, amen. But what if you do, have some character about you. If you're going to grow a beard, trim it.
Man.
Yeah. Have some character. If your wife is going to grow a beard, tell her to trim it.
Amen. That's good preaching.
Oh, brother.
That's right.
We put on a good front in the house of God, but we go home and hit the recliner. Never pray. Watch the ball game. Never pray for the pastor. Never pray for the church.
Right.
You, listen, you never go through and go down the pews and pray for those families in that church,
right,
and those people that are struggling hard with sin. You never bring their name up before the throne of grace. Amen. Listen, friend, we ought to be known as men and priests of our home and leaders of our home, and that we lead in prayer, lead in devotions, lead in Bible reading.
Amen.
Amen. You men ought to know something about the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Not so you can go up and correct every preacher that comes to your church.
Yeah.
You ever met preachers like that?
Oh, yeah.
They'll preach after you in the meeting, and every nitpicky thing that you may have a different insight, I'm not talking about interpretation now, but a different insight, they've got to get up and correct everybody. In fact, they correct every preacher, amen, that preached before them, amen. You know what they are? A smart aleck.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
That's what they are.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We can have different applications. There's one interpretation, but different applications, amen. I'm not talking about twisting the scripture.
Come on.
Right. And I'm going to tell you one thing. What's lacking is in our homes.
Right.
You didn't know all that was in your t-shirt, did you?
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's right on the sleeve. What we wore yesterday.
Amen.
Titus 2:11-13. Amen. And a lot of it, even though I've not read you the scripture, I'm not going to take the time, like, brother, and that wasn't nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to take the time to read all the book of Titus, but I could get a lot of it, what I'm preaching to right now, and get it right out of Titus.
Yeah.
Right.
Bishops as well.
Come on.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Right.
We ought to be holy men.
Come on.
Clean men.
Right.
Sanctified men.
Yeah.
Separated men. Our homes ought to be right. If my home's not right, my preaching ain't no good.
Right.
I'm going to keep it in my home and let my kids stay at the house and smoke dope, amen, and pop pills, amen. And listen, friend, all that's going on right under my nose, amen. What weight does my preaching have?
Right.
It would break my heart, amen, to ever have to discipline, so to speak, one of my kids out of my home and tell them to get out.
Yes, sir.
It would tear my heart out.
Sure.
Some of you may have experienced that. And I don't know how my kids would turn out. I don't know. But I hope they'd see an example from the scriptures and from mommy and daddy that they'd want to mimic it because they want to please the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You say, that ain't right. Oh, yes, it is. Paul said, I'm going to set an example. And he said, you follow me as I follow Christ.
That's
right.
We're supposed to set an example, preachers, amen, that others can follow.
That's right.
We're supposed to live a life that others can follow and be scriptural.
Right.
We're supposed to live a life, amen, listen, spiritually, that others can say, I'm going to follow that man of God, amen. I'm going to follow the pastor's wife because they're following the Bible. And you say, well, that's a bunch of, listen, overlord. That has nothing to do with that, amen. We ought to live a life that others should say, that's an example, and I'm going to pattern my life after that.
Sure.
Amen.
Some of these kids, and some of them time past, amen, used to insinuate that they appreciated this kind of preaching.
Yeah.
And some of them are still here. And I probably, no doubt, had some influence in their life.
Amen, brother.
We've got to live a life,
yes, sir,
and not stumble and fall
the things of this world. So we're going to keep it right, and we're going to keep it tight. And you can say what you will, amen, about maybe running my kids off and everything else. I tell my daughters how to dress. My wife tells my daughters how to dress. And amen, if we don't approve of it, amen, we don't get a committee together or anything like that. If my wife, if they want to try to skirt the issue and go to dad, I say, what did your mama say? Go change your clothes.
That's it.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Because God is not pleased with all this clothing that forms your body and lets other boys know how you're put together.
Come on.
Oh, you want us to wear gunny sacks and barrels, Brother Rose? Amen. Listen, if you won't have to live godly, there's still available clothing. And if not, it's called sewing. Sewing.
Right.
I think my wife said this week one of the skirts that possibly one of my daughters used to wear. I mean, she's seen one of the little precious girls, Brother Flory's little, one of the little girls possibly wearing that. Amen. Thank God it's hit some use. But the problem is anymore, Sister Don, you know it's true. There ain't hardly nobody to give modest apparel to. Who wants it?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Who wants it? Nobody wants it.
That's right.
We want to go. Listen, you will get pressed by old knobby dudes and stuff like that. We want to go around this stuff, amen, and that shows, you know, just as much as we can show. You wouldn't even think I ever wore shorts. That's been a long, long time ago, amen.
Thank God.
But we want to get, we want to push it close to the mark as we can.
That's it.
And listen, we want to be attracted to the opposite sex. And listen, we want to lure men. And we got this form-fitting stuff. If polyester didn't hold hands tight, it'd blow apart like a stick of dynamite.
You're right.
Yeah.
Amen.
They ain't living godly in this present world.
Right, preacher.
If you were a mute, which most of us are about our Christianity, unfortunately, if you were a mute, just how you live and how you conduct yourself and how you dress, would anybody mistake you of being a Christian?
Uh-oh. Good.
I mean, we have Joel Osteen proclaiming he's a Christian, John Hagee proclaiming he's a Christian, all the TBN stars saying they're Christians, amen. And this Joyce Myers with her butched off haircut, amen, hallelujah. Hey, listen, if you're able to, by the grace of God, grow you some hair. I don't want anybody, I'm about as bald as a cue ball now, amen. But listen, friend, I don't want anybody to think, you think anybody would mistake me as a woman? I don't carry myself like a woman. I walk on purpose that I don't press. I walk with a tantrum.
That's right.
I walk like a man. I got to keep my shoulders back, amen. It's not about pride, amen. But listen, I'm going to tell you, why in the world would people want to cut their hair in such a way, amen, that somebody look and say, hey, sir, ma'am? Well, that's what Joyce Myers looks like. If you're able to grow hair, amen, grow it. And I know precious ladies, amen, that have had problems and stuff like that. Not chemotherapy and stuff like that. They've had problems and their hair has become balding, amen. But they wanted to keep that glory, amen, and got expensive wigs. What's wrong with that?
Come on.
I wouldn't do anything if Sister Wayne Henderson was here, amen. So listen, she always taught my wife, she'd get expensive wigs and hair pieces, amen. Listen, she wanted to show that glory.
Amen.
She didn't want to be like the world.
Come
problem.
Now, this may not be a problem with your kids now, but listen, when they get up in their teenage years, amen, they'll look around and they see this one with a purple strand in their hair, amen, and the mitre multicolor and the butched up, amen, hair underneath and stuff like that. And listen, they'll start, if they're not right with God and saved, they'll try to migrate that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God's not for that. In fact, if you study Corinthians, it looks like to me, amen, that evil spirits kind of are magnetized by that. Right. I don't have time to get into that. That'd be a barnstormer.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it looks like to me in Corinthians.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. We ought to keep it right. We're going to keep them skirts long and flowing on these dollars. We're going to keep the breeches. And you know, I preach on this about every time. I'm trying to embarrass anybody, amen. You're going to have to pick your, listen, you're going to have to find out from God what's right and scriptural, amen. But listen, friend, I don't believe God gets no glory of me going naked out here in the public, amen, as going out there with them boys and being, and listen, I probably think Peter can probably swim faster than me, Stephen probably can outrace me, in the, but when I come to the pool, amen, and I walk out here, in fact, I don't even have a towel, I don't have to drink a towel around me, amen, because I swim fully clothed.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
And I'm a bitch now.
Sure.
You know why? We'll be an example.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
God has no pleasure in the ways of a man.
Amen. Exactly. Amen.
I'm going to keep my clothes on. I'm a preacher. I'm an example. God taught me years ago, you know what? Here and preaching just like this. Uh-oh. Some of you think I'm so mean and stuff like that. You should have heard some of the preachers that influenced me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, peel the paint off the walls, the bark, open up wounds, pour salt in, and everything else. Amen. And it got a hold of my heart, and I said, I don't think I'm going down naked. And so, listen, I didn't go get my shorts, amen, to my cousin, amen. I went and just got rid of them, threw them in the trash. And I played basketball, I played soccer, amen. I played all kinds of athletics, amen. I wasn't good at all, but I liked them all. And listen, friend, and most of them, you didn't wear half your clothes wearing them, amen. But I'm going to tell you, God got to hold my heart through preaching of the Word of God. And listen, God called me to live godly in this present world.
Amen.
Amen.
Put my clothes on. On pants. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have a drawer full of shorts, except where they're supposed to be. I ain't trying to be indecent. You are supposed to wear shorts. And if they're called, and I'm not trying to be indecent, they're called undershorts. They're wore under clothes. Are you coming with? I'm taking it slow so you can chew it up and digest it. That's the reason I don't let my daughters, amen, and my wife don't wear lacy stuff that looks like they're getting ready anyway. They don't wear that.
That's right.
It's suggested.
The message right. Over. My time's up.
Preach on.
Thanks, brother.